Well, it can be tough in the city trying to decide where you want to eat. There are so many choices, but the Cereal Diners of Toronto, they always know where they want to go every Friday, and that's because they choose their restaurant alphabetically. They started at A, and then one by one, they try to go every restaurant listed in the Yellow Pages, and they've been doing this for 30 years. Jason Taniguchi is the founder of the Cereal Diners, and he's here with me in studio. Hello, nice to see you.
Hi, nice to be here.
Okay, where are you in the alphabet?
After 30 years of doing this, week after week, and literally every single restaurant listed in the Yellow Pages, we have clawed our way to the letter P.
Only P, Jason, after 30 years.
No, no,
What's
no,
going
not
on
only
here?
P. That's an accomplishment.
Is
Yes,
it?
that's a lot of letters.
Really?
That's,
Was
yeah.
it hard to get through some of those letters?
It was, yes.
Which ones?
So the letter C actually took us a really long time because, among other things, there's a lot of words that begin with C, it turns out. You don't realize this. But just the mere fact that the word cafe took up half a year.
Coffee house. True enough.
So
Yeah,
many.
so many. So what is the purpose of Cereal Diners? I mean, how did it all start?
Purpose. Oh no.
We're just going to eat. That's all we want to do.
30 years later, we just realized the flaw in our plan, the lack of a purpose. Well, when I started this, I was in university, and a bunch of us wanted to do some sort of weekly hangout, like the Algonquin Roundtable, right? We'd get together, we'd, say, I'll have the usual, we'd have great conversations. And I spent a while trying to find the perfect place. And I just couldn't, we just couldn't do it. We looked here and there, we couldn't find the perfect place. And then I've always been an aficionado of alphabetical order. And so I just said, hey, maybe let's just go to the first place in the Yellow Pages and see what that's like.
Okay, that is a complete turnaround to go from the perfect to like, let's just make it random. We'll go anywhere that's in the Yellow Pages.
The best of that is there's no one place that's perfect, but every place maybe has a glimmer of that perfect platonic restaurant. And by going to all of them, you add them all up, maybe it adds up to one perfect restaurant and also probably one horrible restaurant. But
I bet maybe more than one horrible, but over 30 years, that's got to be a lot of restaurants. How many have you been to?
so just doing the math on this, about doing this 52 weeks a year for 30 years, we've been to over 1,500 restaurants.
Do you never miss a week?
The
What about holidays?
group as a whole doesn't miss a week. Individuals, including myself, might say, no, I can't go then. I've got something else I'm doing. It's a holiday. But the group has dined even on Christmas Day, Good Friday, New Year's Eve. Doesn't matter. They don't always fall on a Friday. But if they fall on a Friday, the group has to
Okay,
go.
so what happens on a Friday exactly? Like, how do people participate?
Okay, so there's a schedule that's on the website, and anyone is welcome to come. This is one of the things about the Cereal Diners that all you have to do is to know about us in order
To go.
to go.
That's your
So,
qualification. All right.
people know what the restaurant is. They know that we meet at 6 o'clock, so we all just sort of show up at 6 o'clock. And if the restaurant is open, that's great. After we gather up a group, we go in, we say, hello, could you have a table for however many we feel like we're probably going to be?
Right.
And sometimes they do, and sometimes
Sometimes.
they don't.
Okay, sometimes they don't. So what happens? I mean, you really stick to the rule of going to the next restaurant that's listed, right? Alphabetically.
Every week.
Every week. So what happens if you show up and it's, I don't know, it's closed or they can't fit you or whatever reason, they're under construction?
Or it never even existed. That has happened as well.
Never even
As
existed.
far as we get there, like this doesn't look like there's ever been a restaurant here. And we ask people, has there ever been a restaurant called such and such here? They say, no, we've been here for 15 years. Well, okay.
So then what do you do? Like, are you nomads in the desert? Do you just wander around looking for
We
someone else
wander
to eat?
around, we find the closest restaurant that looks decent.
And if it's like a fast food chain, that's
Yeah,
okay. Oh, it's a
whatever.
whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Is there any criteria at all as far as, I mean, there's a huge price range with restaurants.
Yes. And again, the Cereal Diners, as an entity, plays no favorites, doesn't make choices. If it's in the Yellow Pages and that's the week for it, that's the restaurant we go to.
Okay.
Individual members might say, oh, that's too rich for my blood.
And they can make that decision. Right. This is a non-judgmental dining group,
absolutely,
like in every way.
That's right.
After 30 years, I have to imagine that there might have been some friendships that have formed out of this. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
So many of the people that are my friends now and the serial diners are people I didn't know when this started. They found us over the years, and now they're good friends. People have met their spouses at the serial diners and, happily married after that.
I think there's a book in this somewhere.
I met my wife not at the serial diners, but helping a friend move. And this friend was a serial diner that I never would have met if I hadn't started the serial diners. And so my kids, Evan and Kira, who might be listening now, I don't know, they wouldn't exist if not for the
cereal
diners.
Oh, my goodness.
So alphabetical dining, is not to be taken lightly.
No, it's not.
Changes lives.
My understanding is you actually do have someone who officially chronicles these dining night outs, right? He's like some archivist and historian?
Yes. We have a diner, Charles, who is he's an archivist by trade, and he's got a PhD in history, and he has been keeping meticulous annals of the entire history of the cereal diners, every restaurant we've gone to, every person who's ever shown up.
Okay, so I know, I think you said 1,500 or whatever. A lot of restaurants, but just tell me, what has been one of the most memorable or bizarre experiences that you can think of?
Okay, yeah, so one thing that was very memorable was the 15th anniversary of the cereal diners, mm-hmm. So it was exactly the halfway point to where we are now.
Right.
The restaurant was, the dinner that night was sponsored by the Yellow Pages, so we had a big turnout because, they knew that there'd be free food. So we had a huge turnout. So I warned the restaurant the week before. We don't usually do this. Usually we just show up.
It's a surprise. You just show up.
It's a surprise for everyone. But this time I thought, I better warn them. So I warned them. And then we get there the night of, and it's a huge crowd. It's all going well at the start, but as the evening goes on, the restaurant feels like they're just bringing the food they bring out has no connection with what we ordered. It's like random.
They're bringing anything out?
They're bringing anything out. It feels like they're kind of cleaning out the larder is what it's doing. It gets weirder and weirder as the night goes on. At the end of the night, it was a huge bill. They don't take any credit cards. They'll take cash only. The whole thing was very strange.
I thought you said Yellow Pages was paying for it.
I've tried to put it on my card to bill them. I had to pay cash. Everyone's running to bank machines. Some of the food was terrible as the evening went on. Anyway, that's all fine. A week later, we find out that that restaurant had been closed by the Toronto Health Board 3 days before we ate there.
But they didn't want to let you know.
They weren't supposed to be open.
So they just opened for you.
They just opened for us, cash only, under the table. After that, they never opened again. We were their last customer.
So you said you use the Yellow Pages. Now, I'm assuming you're using the online version. Is that correct? Or does someone actually carry around one of the old Yellow Pages books?
I have to tell you, for a few years there, what I was having to do was to roam around downtown because they weren't delivering the Yellow Pages to my location. So I had to go to where they dropped off batches of them at office buildings and stuff. I'd kind of take one and run away. The last few years, they actually do put the... It's weird. The print edition of the Toronto Yellow Pages,
right.
They actually post it online.
Right.
Kind of like not a PDF, but like that.
Yeah. Use it.
Yeah, it's a lot easier now.
So when do you think you'll get through the entire alphabet?
I think the current estimate is that it might be another 15 to 20 years?
10 to 20 years.
Something like
really?
That.
So that, let's say if it's 20, you could be celebrating your 50th anniversary, right?
And you could be covering it.
I could be covering it. And it is amazing, though. It is remarkable. I mean, you started this 30 years ago when you were in university. Would you ever have thought that it would have lasted this long?
No, absolutely not. We're tied right now with The Simpsons. They started in 1989, same year as us. They're still going, so are we. And the number of things that have fallen by the wayside in that time is remarkable.
Mm.
So we're still eating.
You're still eating and enjoying Toronto and all the restaurants here.
Absolutely.
In the city. Yeah, that's wonderful. Congratulations, and thanks so much for coming in, Jason.
Thank
oh,
you
and
so
I didn't
much.
Ask you, where are you going tonight?
Oh, tonight we're going to Pasha Turkish Cuisine at 62 Overly Boulevard. We have advance warning that they might not be in existence anymore, but as you know, we've got contingency plans for that. And anyone who's listening who wants to join us, come to 62 Overly Boulevard at 6 o'clock, and you can be a serial diner, too.
Okay, excellent. And as you said, it might be closed, so you never know where you'll end up.
That's
got
right.
it. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
That's Jason Taniguchi. He's the founder of the Serial Diners. And as you heard, they are celebrating 30 years of eating out in the city alphabetically. And you can join them tonight at 6.